an Asian experience.
I am a Filipina, born 48 years ago in San Quintin, Pangasinan. I've been living in America for the past 12 years. It's different here. Growing up with 7 brothers and sisters and living in a small house on several acres of land, life was simple. Get up, go to school, come home, work in the fields or the rice paddy, feed the water buffalo, and go to bed. Our world was small. Church, the market, the neighborhood were all close together. Life was your family and those who chose to call you friend. We learned to share and care for each other. The older ones earning money always set aside something for the younger ones' education. Education is important to the Filipinos. I miss the quieter and close life we had in the Philippines and the simple things we enjoyed. I miss the fiestas, noisy firecrackers on New Year's Eve, the children going from house to house on Christmas, the candles on All Souls Day, the jeeps, the weather, the food, and the beaches. But you know, I'm glad to be here. I've had a good job, raised a nice family, and I've never had to worry about food or shelter for them. I suppose prejudices will always be around, though. Here in America, it's racial. In the Philippines, it's between the haves and the have-nots, the city people versus the provincials. This country offers many more opportunities to express yourself. Jobs are more available. Freedom of speech, religion, and press are enjoyed. Travel is easy. Everybody wants to come to America. I wish we could keep closeness of the family and closeness to the church. Our family customs are slowly changing. The feast days and holidays and Sunday masses are less and less attended. Our family seems so busy. We spend less time with each other. I'm afraid our grown children are influenced more by their new culture and new country. Our old traditions of family meals and family prayers are gradually losing ground to everyone going their own way. I'm constantly reminding my family where they came from and how they got here. I never want them to forget their faith or their family. I know that we are better off now educationally and financially. But I'm not sure if our values and our hearts are better. I pray that we are spending our time in the right areas.